Well, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oui, oui. You look fabulous in your beret there.
Oui. S'il vous plaît, Horté. I don't.
Do you want to play with Horty? Is that what you said? I just assume that you were wearing your beret because you've been, with the weather and all, you've been on the French toast diet. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Mr. Larry Bader, and what? Just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
show. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 24th of January.
December.
Yeah. 20 and 22 in the ruined year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And Scott.
Yeah, let's go.
Not quite. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader, and with me is the hostess with the mostest, the Julie of Fat Acres. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi,
Big Fatty. Y'all, there is today in the live studio audience, we have a crowd. Y'all, we have young Nicholas, and we have
young
the
Jonathan.
Nip and young Jonathan. So it's a live studio audience today. We're going to have to get them some little
young
speakers.
Young Jonathan's in the other room. He heard me say his name, and he's watching some sort of Pac-Man game on the TV.
Ah,
I don't know.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that you don't. And so, did that sound a little
I think he's playing on the Activision or something.
Oh, right. Well, as long as his Trinitron screen is good and crisp there for
right,
you. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all, we're a little late recording today because, y'all, there was an incident. Well, there were two incidents.
Uh-oh.
First of all, the fat one somehow had disconnected his Bluetooth. And then
I don't understand why it did that either.
Because you're fat. And then, y'all, I went to open the sound effects, and they said, y'all, it was ruined. I had to delete the app, restart the computer, and then all the sound effects were gone. So y'all were probably going to be missing something.
You know, I just want to say that there's been talk on the web.
Ooh.
As they say.
Oh, okay.
Chatter about a certain show having audio problems every week.
Well, I don't. So. I wish they would be nice to the mix crew. They try real hard.
Well,
it's nice of them, but to, you know, get out there every week when they clearly don't know what they're doing. So
you clearly look like you're ready to join the crowd everywhere at the mix, because you look like you have no idea what you're doing.
Well, y'all, I realized that the closing bumper, if you will, is gone, and so I was like, I've got to re-download that, but unfortunately the lovely folks over at Pride 48 didn't label which one was the one we actually want to download.
Ah!
So, we're just gonna guess. And,
We're just gonna guess.
Probably have a crooked hat or something. We're gonna do it live. Yeah, so, y'all, how was your week? Big Fatty, how was your week? It was busy.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Nothing too exciting, which is good.
Right. Especially in your advanced years.
Well, you know, we probably should update everybody on our our glazing conditions, as the weather rat referred to it. Now, before we get into that, though,
okay,
I have a feeling that when Dr. Stone hears the term glazing conditions,
right,
he gets a little tingle,
right,
down in the nether regions.
Because, well, you know, in his no-no area,
good,
right,
glazing,
mm-hmm, right, his bathing suit area, if you will, right,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's do this. Y'all, there was no thunder that I'm aware of, but good Hort almighty, it has been cold. Now, before the Bacons, yes, of the world start saying, oh, that's a warm day in Lake Fatigan. Y'all, it was so cold on Saturday. First of all, We had some ice overnight. And I did not leave the house on Saturday. And Saturday evening, I was going to meet my friend Carpenter Lair for...
How is his convalescence going?
It's going. He texted me and said, do you want to go out for dinner? And I said, do I have to pick you up? And he said, yes. And I said, okay. And so went and got him and went to the Mexican. But he's fine. He's recovering. But... Okay. But anyway, y'all, I went to step out the front door last night.
And you hit a little patch of ice, didn't you?
Y'all.
And you fell and busted your ass.
Basically, I did the woo, and slid. Y'all.
How was that again?
Woo. Okay. Yeah, I did the big fatty.
That's what I heard, but I just wanted to verify it.
Well, I hadn't been out all day. And then I decided, you know, I'd gone out. And so, y'all... I was going early because I knew the car was frozen solid still.
Right.
It was just solid sheet of ice.
Right.
Y'all, I hit the my front stoop is concrete, it's poured concrete. And y'all, I hit it and I slipped and off I went into the parking lot and did not fall on anything delicate, shall we say. But
just out of curiosity, yeah, what score would the East German judge give you?
I believe he would give me a 3 for that.
A 3?
Yeah, okay. The landing, I did not stick the landing.
You did not stick the landing.
Right,
okay.
Right. Yeah, I thought everything had melted. I guess it did, and it froze back up because,
yes,
you know. Y'all, it was 22, 23 last night, I think, my weather station said.
I saw it at 26.
Well, I have one of those outdoor thermometers, and, you know, I checked
this
morning.
Well, they always keep it a little colder over where the hobos are.
Right,
so.
Right. But y'all, and I know for some of you, you're like 23. Y'all, I had to drip my pipes because we just we're not built for weather like that.
As you get older, that kind of happens naturally.
Right, right. Now, but yeah, so it was absolutely, also I have a heat pump. Now, I believe you have the gas heat.
Oh, I have gas, that's for
sure. Right, right. But y'all, I knew the heat pumps didn't really work when it got below freezing. I've never had, well, that's not true. I haven't had a heat pump in probably, I don't know, 15 years or so. My
now,
last furnace.
Did you
furnace
get
was,
this at Fort Trough or the Nasty Pig, the heat pump?
The heat pump, yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. So you were doing some pumping, is what you're saying.
Oh, was I ever? There's, y'all, I've got a pumping update in a bit. But, yeah. It was trying its best to keep up, y'all, but it was chilly in the Vader family compound.
Because, yes,
again, we're not cut out for the cold. We don't design our homes for the cold over here. But, y'all, luckily it was 50 degrees today. And,
Yep.
So back to normal.
All is back to normal, right.
But, it was questionable for a minute. Now, did you have any ice incidents over the weekend?
I started out yesterday morning on the Nipply Nipawalk.
Right.
And I saw the ice on the banister and the steps of the back porch.
Okay.
Because, you know, when we had that 8 inches of snow a few years ago. Oh, mm-hmm. Hello.
Oh, that's not me. That's not me.
Big Fatty hit the steps and went crashing down.
Is what you did. Sorry, there's a penis in my face.
Congratulations. Anyway.
That's not Carpenter Lair.
But I saw it and I stepped carefully.
Okay. So there were no.
It was only almost two steps and the banister.
Because you know, if you're not careful, you'll break a hip. You'll break a hip, and
especially if you hit it unknowingly.
Right, it's true. You know, the Hatterina did that a couple years ago. So she did not break a hip, but it was close. And so that's still not Carpenter. Well, that might be Carpenter Lair, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all went when I went out to dinner last night. Good, like I thought. Okay.
Oh.
Whatever. It'll be fine. Y'all, I was walking from the car into the La Hacienda Mexican Restaurante.
Oh, well, you know, if you're going to go have quality Mexican, the La Hacienda is the place to go.
Carpenter Lair said it's his favorite. He's the one that got a dinner. I kept my mouth closed because obviously not mine. But anyway, he didn't want fancy. He wanted somewhere he could wear his camo. So we went there in the Goose Creek and... y'all, I about froze to death walking into the La Hacienda Mexican Restaurante.
Mm. So, now, did you warm up with a margarita?
I did not. And neither did... Well, he had some beers, but I think he might have been stoned. So I was a little bit jealous of him because when he got in the car, I was like, I did the little... And I was like,
sniff test.
Yeah, I was like, I hate you right now. He's like, well, and I was like, I have to drive your ass around. Let's just go. And so he had on flip flops because that's what the people in Charleston do. That's what they do when it gets super cold. They show out by putting their flops on.
And you put on your flip flops and your shorts, turn your hat around backwards,
correct. And
put on a sweatshirt.
Yep. Basically, that was him. And I was just like... And I roll up in there in my winter boots and my and whatnot. Basically. So, okay. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Did you bring your cross country skis?
No, but I did have the car in traction assist mode or whatever that's called. Because I was convinced. That's, you know,
isn't that also the name of that contraption at the swimming pool that lowers you in the traction assist?
I don't know. You'll have to look next time you're on it. So, y'all.
Can you go somewhere where there's snow?
Let's do this.
Oh, they're just mumbling.
Oh, you thought it was going to be dead or alive. But it's not. Y'all, someone we know died. And it was not the skull.
I don't hear bagpipes.
Well, right. I was very careful in how I phrased that. Y'all, you may remember him from the original LFC. That's Vlad. Vlad the controller. Y'all, Vlad the controller passed away this weekend.
He went to that free lunch in the sky.
It's true. And y'all, I got word this morning, and I immediately FaceTimed Big Fatty. And
he did.
And Big Fatty said, you should tell the mother and the hat and the and blah, 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 y'all. And I said, they know already. They know. I was just the only one who didn't know. Y'all didn't. Nobody know. So I spent all Sunday morning on the telephono calling people to let them know and that the funeral would be this week.
And the skull was on that list, right?
Well, we all agreed no one was going to call her.
Oh.
And so I called the FC.
Oh.
Let her know.
Speaking of pumping.
Right. Well, that's why I said there was a pumping update. And y'all, I hate her to this day. She was basically screaming at me on the phone. I haven't spoken to the FC in a decade. Everyone said, are you going to call the skull? You should be the one to call the skull. And I was like, absolutely not. But y'all, then I started thinking, we needed content.
Ah.
So.
You did call her.
I called the skull.
Oh, my God.
Now, I had to... It was some doings to get her phone number because I have it at the coal mine, not here at my home.
Right.
I know that surprises some of you.
I'm surprised that it's not cross-stitched on a pillow or something.
Right. But I waited until I thought she would be home from church because I knew she would have gone to church. And gave her a call and... I told her who I was. I said, hi, Skull. It's Larry. You know, Larry from the coal mine. And she said, oh, gosh, hello. And I said, I was giving everyone a call and I wanted to call you and let you know about Vlad and told her the story. And she said, and I kid you not. Now, this woman worked 6 inches from Vlad for years when he was in that, we'll call it the flag office, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Vlad, Vlad is, now isn't he the one that, y'all, she didn't remember who Vlad was. And I was like, no, Skull, that's not, you're thinking about the commander, but I'm talking about Vlad. And she said, oh gosh, I just forgot about him. I can't go to the funeral though. And I said, well, we don't know when it is yet. And she's like, I just can't go. And I was like, okay, well, I just wanted to let you know.
He won't be coming to yours either.
Right. Just wanted to let you know. And she said, God, I said, thank you so much.
Is there going to be a luncheon?
She did not ask that, but you know, it was what she was thinking. And
of course. So,
but I said, well, I think that some of us will be at the funeral. So, then she asked how everybody was, and she asked how you were enjoying retirement. Both the Skull and the Mother asked if I've ever seen you since you retired. And I said once or twice. And, that's a Skull update, y'all.
Now, the final question is,
right.
Do you still hate her?
I fucking can't stand her.
Like, oh, good.
How do you not remember who Vlad is? I don't understand. But y'all,
bless her heart.
What else can I say about that? How much, y'all? I did that for everyone listening to this. I just want to let you know because we all talked this morning, and it was decided absolutely no one was going to call the Skull. Like it wasn't worth what was going to come of it. And everyone's like, I don't know. I don't know. And then I did it, and that was how I was. That's how I was rewarded. So,
oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
That kale salad.
Right, right. So, and I know you're. It's probably not too late for you to give her a call if you just want to catch up with her, because she was very worried about how you were doing. But she also I was on the phone with her for 25 minutes.
Of course.
I was on the phone with the Mother for an hour. I was on the phone with the Orange Hat for. I don't even know how long. And I was being caught because y'all, those people go to church. Some of them go to church. And so I had to time my calls to avoid going to y'all. I wasted half my day calling people about Vlad, about Vlad's passing. But it is sad. So I guess, are you going to Vlad's funeral is the question?
No.
Okay.
No. The Skull and I are meeting for lunch.
Oh, okay. At the coal mine where it's free. You're just going to meet for the free lunch. Okay.
We're perfect. Not paying for lunch.
Right. Well, I guess I'm going to go. I was told I was going to go at least. So, So yeah, I guess I get to go to a funeral and get COVID there this week. Now,
thanks.
Before we started recording, the young Nicholas, who's back there in the background eating his fingernails.
Yes.
I saw you at Pulse this week. Yeah, I did not go to Pulse.
Why would he say he saw you at Pulse if you weren't at Pulse?
I don't know. I wasn't at Pulse. I was sitting on my sofa most of the day. And
maybe he was checking to see if you had a Pulse.
Ah, I was going to say, I was touching Carpenter Lair any which way he would let me. So, you know, like, look, desperate times.
Did he have a Pulse?
Oh, he had a Pulse.
Okay.
It was
something was pulsating, right?
It was throbbing, if you will.
Throbbing. Engorged.
If you will. I think that
always
might,
will.
Right. Anyway, you know, I got dinner and a Pulse for my Saturday.
You had dessert also.
Right. And I texted Extra Special Chris on my way home. I was like, I'm not sure. I think I've got myself in over my head this go round. And he was like, are you just on your way to dinner? And it was at 10:30 at night. And I was like, what? I was like, no, I'm on my way home. He was like, but it's early. And I was like, early? I was like, I can barely keep my eyes open over here. Like, no.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, that's been my week. I feel like the coal mine was shit-tay this week.
Really?
Awful. Absolutely awful. And everyone hates it and doesn't want to be there. It's basically
so nothing's changed.
Right, nothing at all. But you know what else?
By the way,
I
understand that a name change is.
I think that happened before. Did that? Oh no, that didn't happen before we recorded last week's little show. That happened this week. think that happened Monday, didn't it? Y'all, I have a little project at the coal mine that someone who's, you know, they're very helpful, has decided it needs a name change.
Now, very important.
Y'all, the name has been the same since 1942.
Mm.
But it's just not appropriate. So it couldn't be a more generic name if there was one for this project. And someone's just, Anyway, speaking of generic.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that segment that the NIP does not like, just like this show. Big Fatty's going to tell me who was born on this day. And
He's like that Adam Burns. He don't listen.
Oh, All right.
The first one is Jerry Marin. Now, he also went by Gerald Maringi. So I just want to be
okay. No, thank you. I appreciate
transparent
that.
Transparent here.
Yep. No. He's dead. I can say that with some confidence. He is.
And we would know him from.
He's a classic ballroom dancer who invented the merengue.
Oh wow! Yeah. You are. Oh, yeah, it's amazing how close you are.
I'm
he is indeed dead. Mm-hmm. And he was in The Wizard of Oz, and most notably, he was Mayor McCheese.
Oh, now what character did he play in The Wizard of Oz?
It didn't say.
What are you doing in The Wizard of Oz?
We don't know. Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine. Oh, y'all dead, I would hope.
We would know him from?
I don't really know what he did. I think he was like either comedian, actor, or composer. He's one of those three. In like the
well, you've narrowed it down to everything.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay, Ernest Borgnine was indeed an actor, and he was the captain on McHale's Navy.
Another show I've never watched.
Okay. Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts, I think is alive. Oral Roberts was it 60 Minutes or CBS Evening News? One of those evening newsy shows was one of the hosts there.
One of the hosts. Oral Roberts, yes. He is dead.
Oh.
But he was a TV evangelist and the founder of Oral Roberts University.
Oh. That's close.
Not even close. Not even close. All right, we got one more.
Just one more.
Walter Haas Jr.
Walter Haas
Jr.
He is alive. He's alive. I don't want to give away too much information about him, but he is, I guess. Famous, but some would call him a playwright. Some say he's even the father of that John Michael Haas.
John Michael Haas, yes. Uh-huh, the Daily Purge, I believe, was his. Yeah. Walter Haas, dead as a doornail, dead as Vlad. And okay, they're talking in the background.
He
was an American businessman and sports team owner.
Uh-huh.
The business he owned was Levi Strauss and Company, and he owned the Oakland A's.
Ooh, do you remember the Oakland A's? I remember the Oakland A's.
I don't remember where they were, but
That does get a little fuzzy. But I mean. Yeah. We can't get caught up in those details.
We don't need to be.
Okay, now Big Fatty.
Yes.
I've got a question. This is a
yes.
I don't want to pull the curtain back too far, but
I've got a question. Just a peek. Okay.
Why in the hell did you run the number one fan contest for only a week and 2 weeks prior to when you're going to announce the number one fan?
All will be explained soon. Okay. But one reason is that
because you forgot.
Is that I always run out of time reading the entries in the weeks coming up to the number one fan contest. And you know, there are a lot of folks that just kind of drag their feet.
Right.
Drag their feet as if they had a cleft foot or a peg leg or a a broken hoof.
Or restless leg syndrome.
Restless leg syndrome, mm-hmm. You know?
It's true. Now.
And go ahead. I noticed you did not enter this year.
Well, that was the breaking news. Did not enter. Y'all, it all got a little too real last year when I came in as the number three fan. So I was like, okay, that we cannot let that happen again. And we certainly can't win. So, y'all, you know, I'm all about taking one for the team. I'm all about being a good sport.
You proved that today, calling the skull.
Well, I did that for myself, for the content. Oh, but okay. Actually, I did that for everyone listening, for all 12 of you. But, y'all, she is still the most infuriating human being you will ever speak to in your life. And I want to think that she's not so terrible, but she is awful. Anyway, I always say I should enter the number one fan contest so that if anyone's going to have to suffer being the number one fan, it should be me. Like, you know.
Yes.
I don't want to do that to anyone, but y'all, right. I just can't. I can't take that chance with everything going on in my life.
Well, it's too late now.
Well, as long as Miss Bacon wins, that's what I'm here for. The bacon, and I'm here for poor Miss Bacon to finally become the number one fan.
Actually, the breaking news on that too.
Oh, so. Do we need a little bit of
No, not revealing it here. That's for the main stage.
It's exclusive content. Exclusive,
right? Exclusive, trademarked. Yeah.
Trademark. So, Merc Friday. Oh Lord.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh. Well, it sounds like it's ruined to me.
Now, do you have? Go ahead.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah, there's the great cat litter shortage, as you may know.
Oh my God.
So I've had to buy.
Having to use the toilet.
I know. I've been having to buy different kinds of litter. Y'all, they finally ran out of everything that was halfway decent. So I've had to buy the world's best cat litter. Now, y'all, it's expensive, which is why I've never bought it. Y'all,
but is it worth every penny?
It is. There's just one slight catch to what makes it.
It smells like cat shit?
No, it smells like pine, and it is fantastic because it is pine. The cats don't like it.
Oh. Okay. There is a little problem there.
Right. And they are, I've had to get really creative with trying to keep them in the litter box because they'll put their feet in and turn their head and poop or pee out the back, like onto a pad. And, you know, that's not really how this is supposed to work. So had to get really, really creative, and it's been tough. It's been tough. So,
well, you know,
but,
it's,
yeah. So
anything big coming up this week?
We have coal mine pick ordering this week for your ceremonial pick. For your ceremonial pick, which is where I am certain.
The golden picks are,
Yeah, I'm certain to get COVID interacting with about 600 coal miners.
That's fantastic.
I know, y'all.
Well, your odds, just think how good your odds are.
I know. Y'all, I've set myself up outside on a sidewalk. And as if that's, first of all, it's going to be fucking cold, but whatever. I will put my toque on. Look, I got it right here. I got it right here.
Right? Oh, yeah. Look at that toque.
I've got it. I've got the toque. And, I've clicked something. Speaking of toques. And, Everyone, sorry. But yeah. So that's what's happening this week. So, what about you? Any big plans this week?
Well, not really.
Are you dying this week?
No, I hope not. Okay. Hope not. So, you know, thought that would never start.
I was watching the clock and I was like, I think I've broken the clock too. Not just the sound effects. Yeah. Now, Big Fatty, have you burned all of your Carhartt yet?
My what?
Oh, I think that's a little too trendy for you. Y'all, it's a political statement if you burn your Carhartt. But anyway, I'm sure it'll make it.
Carhartt?
Yes. I'm sure it'll make it.
Carhartt?
No.
Oh, Carhartt. Oh, wait. More. Are you doing the Wordle?
No.
Oh, I'm doing the Wordle. but I just don't post it to the
everything
inner tubes.
Text
it's,
all your
it's
friends.
It's kind of fun, you know. You have to pick a five letter word. And then it helps you all. Yeah, you know what my word is I start most every day with? Five letters.
No, what?
Fatty.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.
Label the goddamn files, Daniel.
You know what? But it worked.
Oh, that's true. It fit.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you feel like you might want a Benny wafer or something?
Benny wafer?